Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia. All right, Brian, I've ascertained some information that I think pokes a hole in all of the excitement surrounding the Northern Lights locally.
Okay.
Bro, so all these people posting these pictures on Instagram and saying how they saw the Northern Lights, apparently you don't see it. You have to take a picture with your phone, and then your phone is able to see them because of, like, the magnetism or whatever. But, like, you're not actually seeing it. So maybe the Northern Lights were above my head last night, but I didn't know I had to take a picture with my phone. I kind of don't think it counts if you don't actually see it.
Well, they were able to take the pictures and see it. You didn't take a picture, so that's your damn fault.
Yes, but what I'm saying is it's kind of built on a throne of lies. If you can't physically see it, then you're not seeing it.
You can see it just like you couldn't physically see all that other crap that was going on, but you had to put on them weird ass glasses and then you could see it. So your phone is your weird ass glass.
I don't know, man. It's suspect.
Hey, man, when you miss out on stuff, you sure don't like to have it be truthful.
Yo, I remember as a kid once, my buddy's grandfather was a I got no idea what you call these people. It's not cosmetology, but it's like they study stars and
astrologists out.
No, astrology is Virgo and Capricorn. I'm talking about the people that like know the difference between a black hole and a red dwarf. Like people that study
a damn scientist.
Some level of science, yes. My man's grandfather, Josh Lennon, his grandfather was a scientist. And he told us that there was going to be this I guess like shooting star. What do you call it? When like the stars go nuts in the middle of the night. Yeah, but it's a whole like night of it. I am really sounding stupid right now. More so than usual.
Hey, sometimes you just stay quiet. People wouldn't know.
They let us sleep on his roof and watch this thing overnight. It was unbelievable. And I was probably like 9, 10 years old. And that is what I'm looking for. Not something I got to take a picture with my phone. All right. Anyway. Landfill, how dumb did I just sound on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, very much so. You sound super. You sound SS.
All right.
Super stupid.
It's week 6 in the NFL, Brian. The Commanders are 4-1.
Yes.
They're playing the 3-2 Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
Baltimore considered to be a serious Super Bowl contender. The Ravens are quarterbacked by a fellow with 2 MVP awards and a Heisman Trophy.
Yes.
Simple question. How important is this game for the Commanders?
I think it's very important, you know. And the thing of it is the outcome is not what's important. It's the way that they play and how they go out there and perform. Because let's be real, the NFL has been 1 undefeated team. So you don't go undefeated most times. You're going to lose some games. And like you always say, the game is made for parity. So you go out there and you get the doors blown off you. There are going to be people that say, oh, they were frauds. But if you go out there and you play tougher, you know, you play close and you win the game, people believe that you're whatever. But you know what? It's only 1 game. Next week is a different ball game then. Hell, Detroit went up there last year and lost. Where did they end up at the end of the season? NFC Championship game, right?
So they probably should have won it.
Yeah, should have won. So all you got to make sure you go up there and put your best stuff out there. And let's be real, sometimes your best isn't good enough on that particular day. You know, the Ravens are in the same boat, though. You know, if the Ravens lose, is it completely over? No. If they win, can they just say, oh, now we're smooth sailing, going to be in the – no, they can't think that either. They have to still go out there and play a certain way and check some boxes, in a sense.
Yeah, I think the importance of this game, it's important. And, you know, I thought Nick Allegretti was really good when he talked about you want to play big games, but the big games are in January, right?
Yeah.
And I think Washington and Jaden certainly, people say ahead of schedule. Who the hell makes the schedule? There's no schedule for anything in life, right? Like,
yeah.
The universe
happens. Who said you're supposed to be, this is the day you're going to be good?
Right.
Only people who predict stuff like that is the guy that left. That's it, 4 years.
The universe does what it wants. There ain't supposed to be Northern Lights in D.C., but apparently they're here, right? I think it's an important game, certainly. The only real way this thing, if they get blown out, is a problem. But every other outcome, it's one of 17. And you know what? They get the Panthers the following week. Mm-hmm. And you win that one, and you're 5-2 that way.
Yeah.
You're 5-2. And the playoffs are the goal. Like right now, you don't want to get ahead of anything. But just do the math. They're 4-1. They've played 5 games. They play 17. Now, B, if my math gets wonky here, you'd let me know. They've played 5 out of 17. They got 12 left.
Yep.
If you get to 9 wins in the expanded wild card era, you're getting in, okay? So you could go 5-7 down the stretch, and you're probably still getting in. I don't think they will. I think they stay above 500 down the stretch.
With 2-1-3.
2-1-3 on 2-1 and Lewis. Let's do this. All right. In moments, we're going to be joined by Maryland Governor Wes Moore making picks. Dude, the Gov is red hot, B.
Hey, that's how he was last
8-2.
Year, man. 2.
Dude, he's 8-2 in the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Up now to 16-10. The Gov makes good picks, dude.
He does.
I was talking with somebody. You could tell he's a legit football fan.
Man, look.
Like, this is not.
You don't spit out information like that fast if you don't know football.
Well, and he was cool and did a interview with me for my NBC show, All Ears. It was cool to just have, like, a televised interview as well. And we just did, like, a couple questions about what it means for the state of Maryland. Think about this. The states that have two NFL stadiums, Texas, California, Florida. Those are the three biggest states by population in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then Maryland. Like, it's pretty crazy that little old Maryland is in the same conversation as Texas, California, Florida when it comes to that.
Hmm. Hey, big ballers, shot callers.
We'll see. Governor's going to join us any minute. We'll kind of just keep moving until we hear from him. Yeah, he's a busy fella. He's probably got other things going on. Yeah. B, you know, we were talking about how important this game is for the Commanders.
Yeah.
We have some injury news now.
Okay.
Dan Quinn spoke to the media minutes ago. Brian Robinson Jr., B-Rob, is a straight-up game-time decision.
Okay.
And they said the same thing last week.
If he's a game time decision, I think more than likely he'll be playing.
It's going to be interesting. We know team captains for the week, Andrew Wiley, your right tackle, mm-hmm. Deron Payne, your D tackle, and Tyler Ott for special teams.
Long snapper.
They've been – yeah, man. Tyler's a really cool dude.
He is.
Good golfer.
A killer golf ball.
I'm a fan of his. I think the best long snappers, you never hear their names until
they're like
doing
this.
All that charity
unless they're
work,
a captain,
you know?
Or something.
Right, exactly.
That's how it's supposed to be.
So, B. Rob, straight game time decision. Is there a point, B, and you would know this, you ran the football in the NFL, you dealt with injuries, bumps, bruises, you barely, you missed one game in your career, right?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Hey, man, sometimes you got to show that you can handle it, man. You got to play with a little nick in a nick every once in a while.
223 career games. How much does it bug you that you missed one?
If I had known that would have been the only one, there's no way Coach Gibbs could have kept me off that damn football field. I'll tell you that. I promise you that. They'd have been like, man, right. B-Miss ran through Coach Gibbs. Get on the field. Yes, I did. I would have.
I forgot Pennsylvania and Ohio both have two NFL stadiums. That's crazy, dude. You missed one game your rookie year. You remember what week it was?
No, it was late. It was against the Detroit Lions. I know that.
Did you travel and then you weren't up on game day? Or
yeah,
what?
I was on the field and he pulled me off the field. Yeah, it's like right before the playoffs and stuff.
Yeah.
Because
went up to New England.
They had that horrible turf, and he was like, nah, I'm not going to let you play on that.
At the old Silver Dome?
Yeah. And I'm
so you guys went up to New England week 14 and won. Then you're off week 15 against the Lions. You go to Buffalo on New Year's Eve and win. You guys rode a four-game win streak into the playoffs. Play the Eagles January 5th, 91. Beat down the Eagles 20-6. And then lose in San Fran in the divisional round.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. I love looking back at that stuff.
Yeah.
That Niners game.
When you go back and look at his historical aspect, you wonder, what would you do differently if it was today? Now that I know, I couldn't have got pulled off that field. I promise
totally.
You that. Oh, man. We just tried to play,
The governor is engaged right now. I just heard from his folks, so we're going to get him when we can.
All right, let's roll.
I think when you look at a guy like Brian Robinson, I had a feeling, B, when you look at the anytime touchdown scorers, uh-huh. You know, Vegas will tell you some stuff. They're not always right, but they'll give you some information. I pulled up the anytime touchdown scorers yesterday when I was doing the podcast with Mitch,
mm-hmm.
And I couldn't help but think Jeremy McNichols to score a touchdown. Now, he's got three touchdowns in
if
the last
If he plays,
2 weeks.
He probably is going to score.
these numbers are astounding, right? Derrick Henry to score a touchdown in this game, what mm-hmm. do you think the odds are?
Derrick Henry to score a touchdown is probably going to be minus 500.
No, that's too much. Minus 265.
That's like minus 500 in my mind.
I mean, it might as well be, right?
Yeah.
Who bets that? You got to put 265 down, but I guess you kind of look at it as free money.
There's a lot of people that put down that money now.
What really stood out to me. B-Rob, and these lines are live, I believe. Like, you could bet this right now. B-Rob to score a touchdown is plus 155 right now.
Mm.
So Vegas still thinks he's going to play.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Jeremy go ahead.
Like, Vegas, like, this gambling thing is very dependent upon injuries and all that type of stuff. We get this stuff on Friday. Do you think Vegas get it earlier? Do you think that the NFL has to let them know what's what early enough? Because they're not just doing gambling. They're partners in this whole thing now. Do you think they get information before us?
Probably. I mean, it's just the truth.
I mean, it's not
something. They had the information before they were partners with everything.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, now that they are, they probably get more information, don't you think?
Probably. If we're being real and honest, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I think here's what I find pretty interesting. Brian Robinson to score a touchdown in this game, plus 155. Austin Eckler to score a touchdown in this game, plus 175. Jeremy McNichols, plus 175. So whether his role is something that is here to stay or they are unsure about B-Rob. Like, that's pretty dang high for a third running back touchdown odds. Just as a comparison, and obviously you would think the Ravens, if they get in the red zone, are handing the ball to Derrick Henry, or Lamar's taking it himself. So not like to ignore that they have two of arguably the best options in the league at running near the goal line in Henry and Lamar. But their next back, next running back odds, Justice Hill, is plus 310.
But you got to realize, so
it's
how
a
many,
pretty big gap.
Jerry McNichols played two games. He has three touchdowns.
Yeah.
So that makes Vegas think. This man plays, he scores.
Right.
Like, Brian has how many touchdowns so far this year?
I think B-Rob has four, but I will confirm that for you,
Brian. Okay. And then how many Eckler has?
I think Eck only has the one, because remember, Jaden scored a bunch.
So that's why I think it's so damn high, because he's coming to the game two times. Two in 1 week, came back the next week when Brian was nicked a little bit, which means he may get some time, because whether Brian plays or not, they may not play him as much. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So McNichols may get a higher workload.
So B-Rob has five rushing touchdowns on the season.
Okay.
Jaden has four rushing touchdowns on the season. McNichols, listen, this isn't quite Gerald Riggs' numbers, but it's pretty impressive. McNichols has three rushing touchdowns on the season. How many carries do you think he's got?
Three touchdowns, his carries, probably I'm going to go somewhere around 12, 13.
On 16 carries, Jeremy McNichols has 113 yards for three touchdowns and six first downs.
Hey, bro. That's effectiveness right there, bro.
So just back out the math. He's carried the ball 16 times.
Yeah.
On more than half of them, McNichols has either gotten a first down or a touchdown.
Hey, that's why Vegas look at all of those analytical aspects and say, if this man plays, he's going to score.
That's pretty wild, man. Yeah. I mean, that's just really pretty significant. For the Ravens, at this, I haven't seen their injury report yet today, but as of Thursday, they didn't have a single starter that missed practice. Now, some of them were limited instead of full, but not a single starter missed practice.
Mm.
I think, now they did have some guys miss Wednesday, including Ronnie Stanley, their left tackle, Rashad Bateman, and Marlon Humphrey, all starters for them. They all landed on the limited side. Rosengarten is on the limited side. That's their right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem relatively healthy coming into this game. I think Washington is relatively healthy coming into this game.
Yeah.
I think your big questions are B-Rob and then Austin and Allegretti. You know, he dealt with the ankle, then he dealt with the knee. So
did he have any issues this week?
He was on the injury report for sure. I don't know where
Mark
he landed
did he practice?
Today.
Did he miss any practice?
Did Allegretti?
Yeah.
He was he didn't practice Wednesday, but he was limited Thursday. I talked to him.
Yeah, that Wednesday thing.
He's
I
like, yeah, I did individuals.
I'm kind of forgetting about Wednesday. Wednesday is that we're going to get everybody healthy today. That's what it seems
right.
like.
And they go really, really light on Wednesdays anyway. It's pretty short. And a lot of it's kind of just walkthrough stuff anyway. And then Thursday is their big day, which is a pretty interesting kind of just routine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'll see a lot of guys not go on Wednesdays throughout the season. I don't think Wednesday's practice should be our barometer. I do know PFT commenter will join us at 1 o'clock.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or
Unexplainable?
Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, B-Mitch of Philly, 106.7 The Fan. And as we do every Friday, we are joined by the governor of Maryland, Governor Westmore. Governor, how you doing, man?
I am great. How you doing?
I am doing well. We just waited for JP stepped away. He'll be right back here shortly, but...
That's all right.
You excited about this weekend?
Excited. Listen, we're about to be the epicenter of the football universe. You kidding me? All eyes right now are on Maryland, and so I am so beyond excited for what this means for the state, about what it means for the region, and just frankly as a fan, what it means for football.
You know, it's amazing how we talk about this every week with you, and then all of a sudden, both of your teams have legitimate quarterbacks, exciting quarterbacks, and they're playing against each other, and you're right. Everybody is discussing this game this weekend.
I mean, it's wild. It's wild. But there's a reason why, right? I mean, like, even before when you had the Ravens and the Commanders playing, you hardly ever had a situation where you had two teams that were competitive. You know what I mean? Where very lopsided game in some way or one way, shape, or form. We're now watching two of not just the hottest, but you know, arguably two of the best teams in their respective conferences now going against each other. And you have a time when you have two of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL going against each other. Now, again, I do want to be clear, more important to all our Ravens fans, I'm not yet putting Jaden Daniels in the same category as Lamar Jackson. Uh-huh. Lamar Jackson is a two-time MVP.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson is someone who's brought his team already to the AFC Championship. So let's be clear, I'm not saying that Jaden is on the same level as Lamar. He's got some winning to do to get to that point.
Yeah.
However, it is undeniable what is happening right now with the Commanders having Jaden Daniels on the center. I mean, this is a guy right now who's putting up not just numbers that's making him a candidate, guy who's making him a candidate for MVP right now.
Yeah.
So it's a really exciting time.
You know, they sit up here and it's a lot of comparison. Jaden said, "You know what? I don't believe in comparison. I want to be the best me I can be." You think that's the right mindset for him to have?
100%. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I've never understood this idea when people are like, "Oh, they're the next this, or they're the next, or they're the next that." No, I'm the first me, and that's exactly the mentality that he's playing into. And I think that's why that's one of the things that I think's been so impressive about him is when you try to be somebody else, that's when the head games start, right? That's when you start second guessing. That's when you start overthinking this stuff. But what he's doing right now is he's showing that he's so calm under center. He's so calm under pressure. And that's just very unusual for a rookie. And I think a lot of that is because he's not letting all this stuff get to him.
Talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore here. Wes is Gov. You are red hot right now. 8-2 in the last 2 weeks. Your record's up to 16-10. You make 5 picks with us a week. I know things are busy right now, and you've got I imagine you're going all over the state and all sorts of stuff. But we still got to make these picks. If you're ready to rock, we can get going.
I'm always ready to rock. And like, I mean, what am I like? I'm 8-2 in the last 2 weeks. I'm telling you, man. people need to understand, again, I'm not encouraging betting, but what I am saying is this. If you
it's
were
legal.
To bet, bet with the gov. That's
yeah.
all I'm saying.
There you go. If you were to bet, bet with the gov. I like that. Gotta get us a T-shirt.
That is fair. That is fair. Well, hey, real, before we get too far into this, are you going to be the honorary captain on Sunday?
Yeah, can you believe it? I have to tell you, I know it's challenging and I know it's difficult because people like you have two teams in your state. And by the way, we're one of the only states in the country that has two professional teams. And frankly, I'm the only one with two good professional teams because, I mean, like, even New York, like, we have the Jets and the Giants, but, like, but both of y'all are horrible. And you're not
playing
play in New York, you're playing New Jersey. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm the only one with two legitimately good NFL teams. So I feel very prideful on that. But as people do know, I love the fact that the Commanders are in Maryland. I love how important they are to Maryland and how important they are to Prince George's County. But I am who I am, and I'm a Ravens fan. And I've been a Ravens fan ever since the Baltimore Ravens have been a thing. And so it's going to be exciting, but I got to tell you, I'm rooting for my guys out there on Sunday.
Gov, I don't blame you. On a serious note on this, I think I'm a Marylander. I pay taxes, vote here, all those things. And I think you have been steadfast in your commitment to trying to keep the Commanders in Prince George's County. There is, there's a real tangible offer that the state and the county have put together. And I don't think any Marylander can be mad at you for rooting for the Ravens. That's where
exactly.
you're from. It's your team. Like that, I think you've handled the being the governor with two teams in the state very well, frankly.
Thank you. And the thing is, it's like, and people are like, well, that's not a very, that's not a politically right thing to do. And sometimes you have neutral. I'm like, damn that. Like I'm not, again, I've been elected office for 19 months. I never ran for office before in my life, before I ran for governor. So if it's not the quote unquote politician thing to do, well, I guess I haven't learned. I didn't go to politician school. So, I'm going to root for my guys.
I love it.
All right. Now we'll make some picks. We can go quick. I know you're busy. Let's start with Cowboys Lions. Should be a good one.
This one, I got to tell you, I actually think this is one of the toughest ones to pick this week. And it's for a few reasons. One is I do think that the Cowboys, I think there was an emotional boost that they got off that game last week. Frankly, that was my only loss last week. I expected the Cowboys to lose. And they almost did, but they really showed me a lot in that final quarter. They showed me that they play until the final whistle, and I respect that. And I love rooting against the Cowboys. I think that this one, I think the Cowboys are actually coming in with a lot of mojo right now, and actually with a lot of confidence after last week. And I know it is in Dallas. However, I don't think that the Cowboys have an answer for Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. I think that the Lions are coming off of some really impressive wins, not against great teams, but some really impressive wins. And I said at the beginning of the season when we were talking, I think the Lions are going – they showed me something last year. They showed me something in the playoffs. Again, they were like the Ravens. They were a couple plays away from going to the Super Bowl. And I think this is going to be one of the real sleepy teams that folks should watch. And so I think the Lions go down to Dallas and beat the Cowboys. But I do think this one is going to be a close game.
Yeah, I think that'll be a fun one. Detroit's just so physical. A Sunday night game. Malik Nabers is out. Bengals Giants.
Yeah, man. This is going to be interesting because. Going to Travis Scott concert, while he's injured for Malik Nabers, that's the right look. And I think they might not be on the same page on everything. But I think the Bengals do beat the Giants. I think the Giants are just a really bad team right now. And I think it started off with the offseason. It started off with some of the decisions you made in the offseason. I mean, you literally let your star running back go to a division rival. Just psychologically, I'm like, I don't understand where you guys are at right now. And I think they've shown that, and they've demonstrated it. I still think the Bengals are one of the most inconsistent teams in the NFL. The Bengals is all about who shows up, but I do think that the Bengals do have enough, and especially if they show up, they're going to have more than enough to beat the Giants. And so I go with the Bengals on this one.
Okay. Hard to go any other way on that, frankly. Yeah. all right, let's keep it going here. Bills, Jets, Monday Night Football. The Jets just fired their coach. The Bills have lost two in a row, and their quarterback might have a broken hand.
Yeah, and I mean, and I know that they have, I think the Bills are the favorite on this one. This is actually one of the upsets that I'm picking for the week. I think the Jets win this one.
Wow.
And I think they win it for, I think the Jets win for a few different reasons. One is, I actually think the Jets are a better team on paper than what they showed this year. You know, if you look at the Jets, especially on the defensive side of the ball, they really actually do have some horses. They just really haven't been playing as well as they should be when you consider their roster. And I do think that, you know, usually what happens in a lot of these cases is when you fire your coach, one of two things happens. You either have a sugar high right after that happens and your team plays really, really well, or they just continue to devolve and blow up. I actually think that when you have senior leadership like Aaron Rodgers, who has been through all this before and who can help rally the troops, and I think you have a good roster for the Jets, I think that the Jets actually ride a sugar high, and I think they actually – this is going to be an upset, but I do think that the Jets beat the Bills this week.
I like that pick, actually. I think that's pretty savvy. I mean, you see it in baseball. They fire a manager, they win five in a row.
Exactly. There's a sugar high that happens.
You've used that phrase before, talking about the Commanders chasing, you know, cheap wins or free agents. I love that phrase. It's really good.
That's right.
This one's tricky. Cardinals, Packers.
Yeah, this one is tricky because I think that the Cardinals, you know, did have a really good win against the 49ers. And actually was a really impressive win. And it wasn't just the fact that they beat the 49ers. It was how they beat them. They beat them actually with a really complete game, which I respect. And the question then becomes, you know, have the Cardinals kind of turned a corner on that? The only thing I'll say, though, is when you have Jordan Love, who's coming back, you got Josh Jacobs, who, by the way, is on my fantasy team, who's just a murderer. I mean, I'm loving this dude. You know, he's run for, I think, over 400 yards. And he's giving me, like, consistently, like, 15, 20 points every week on fantasy, which is great. But that being said, I think when you have that all that in place, I think you have the Packers who are coming in ready to win. And I just been really impressed with the Packers, you know, with the way they – when you look at how they started the season and how they just kind of continue to grow. And I think once they have their guy back, it's going to matter. So I go with the Packers on this one.
All right, and then the game of the week, man, in your hometown.
Uh-oh.
Commanders-Ravens, official prediction.
So since I am an official team captain of the Baltimore Ravens, I got to go. I'm going with my guys, man. I mean, I think – and now here's the thing. I actually think if you're asking me for a prediction on score, I actually think it's going to be a relatively low-scoring game. I'm predicting like the Ravens win 20-10. And I think that the part of the reason is you are going to see Jaden Daniels do what Jaden Daniels does, right? He's just showing he's a legit NFL star, and he will be a legit NFL star for a long time to come. The only thing I will say, though, is A, there are still issues with the offensive line, and the defensive line for the Baltimore Ravens, and particularly our linebacker core, they eat up offensive lines that just aren't very good just because of the kind of schemes that we can throw at you. We're a very complicated defense to figure out. And I don't think Jaden Daniels, as talented as he is, he's not seen a defensive setup like what he's about to get for the Baltimore Ravens. I think the other thing, too, is the Commanders have shown they have a really difficult time with really strong run, with really strong, you know, run offenses. And the problem with the Ravens is we force you to keep you on your toes because you can't just continue to block, just fill the box, because then Lamar Jackson has the ability, has the discipline, and has the arm to be able to go over top, especially when you're looking at a two tight end setup like we have with Likely and Andrews, and then you got Zay on the outside. But you also can't afford to just sit back because we still have Derrick Henry as your lead back, and you have a quarterback who runs like a 4-3-40. So right. I just think that you're going to have we're a really complicated team to figure out, particularly when we come out to play. I think emotions are going to be high. I think it's going to be a home game for the Ravens, even though it's probably going to feel like a pretty 50-50 split match here, because I think folks are just really excited about having a real competition. But I do think that the Ravens pull it off, and if you ask me for a score, I'm going 20-10.
I love it. Governor, thank you for the time as always, man. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Governor.
Got you booked. I can't wait to see y'all out there, man. It's going to be fun.
We will see you Sunday, sir. Thank you again.
All right, guys.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore, picks are in. He is red hot, 8-2 in the last 2 weeks. PFT commenter.
And one game going to be the Commanders win. All right, be Mr. Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Just finished talking to the governor, made his picks. He's going with the Commanders. I mean, the Ravens. So he went against our Commanders. The governor's going 4-1 the last 2 weeks. And I think that one game that he's going to lose this week will be when the Washington Commanders beat the Baltimore Ravens. I understand that's his team. But still, got to go against him on this one. Every week we get him on, we enjoy him giving us his time. But I'm going to have to differ with him on that. I got to go with the Washington Commanders. He say upset, Aaron Rodgers, and the Jets over the Buffalo Bills. Nah, that upset is going to be with Burgundy and Gold upsetting the purple and black up there in Baltimore. So I'm excited about this game. I understand the Baltimore Ravens is a well-oiled machine, well-run organization. But every once in a while, it's time for somebody else to take it. And I believe this team is getting ready to make some big moves, and I'm talking about the Commanders at that point. So those of you who cheer for the Ravens, you get mad at me all you want, I don't give a damn. I know that you pull for your team, and I have a right to pull for the team that I cheer for. And I have been here for a long time seeing below mediocrity. And now that they're good again, I'm going to sit up here and be happy about it. I'm going to pull for them. I believe in putting stuff out in the atmosphere, and I'm putting it out in the atmosphere. This team is going to be good. They're going to be good for a while. They're going to cause some people some issues. As I stated earlier to JP, we were in Cincinnati, I said if this defense comes around, they're going to be a problem for some teams. I believe this is the biggest test that they've had thus far this year. They're going to have a tough game against the Ravens. But I'm not sitting here believing that it's impossible that I could beat them. Everybody that's come on here says it's going to be a close game. And these are Ravens people. They're saying close. They're saying tough. You know why? Because they have a little fear and a little worry in their hearts. I believe that. Because if they really thought they were going to blow them the hell out, they would say it. We know how Ravens fans are. We know how people from Baltimore think. We know how people that pull for that team thinks. But the mere fact that they are calling close game, oh, low score, that means that something is troubling them a little bit. So being from Louisiana, I'm going to have to go have some conversation with some of those people that I talk to every once in a while and find out what we could do to make sure the game go how we want it to go. You know what I mean? Y'all talk about that little word, voodoo. I don't believe in voodoo. I just believe in asking for what you want and try to get what you want by going out there and doing things when people don't think you can. And I believe the young man that's leading this squad right now, Jaden Daniels, he believes he could do whatever the hell he wants to do. Not waiting for a time or place for someone to tell him it's his time. You want it, you take it, you go get it. Take us a break, and we're going to get JP back in action, and we're going to continue on. But you know what? You get a chance to ask me anything you want coming up at 1 o'clock, 800-636-1067. Have your questions because I have my answers. And if you're the dude Aaron that's been on the chat, you call in. I got a few words for your ass. We'll be right back. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.